We're here with Brian Jones of the Toronto Argonauts. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what are you like outside of football?
That's a broad question.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do outside of work?
I like to stay active. So, I play basketball, racquetball, ping pong, like you name it. So, like, I guess just staying active. I used to be big into motorcycles, but obviously that's probably not the greatest thing for me to be riding right now. So that with the winter and with the danger. So, I'm just basically into everything, honestly. Not a whole lot that I don't do.
So if you weren't a professional athlete, what would you be doing with your life?
Well, I'm still in university right now. I'm finishing up 4 courses at Acadia. So if I wasn't playing football, I'd just be finishing up school, which I am doing right now anyway. But, my focus right now has honestly been football, so I haven't really thought about anything outside of that. So, there's sky's the limit for me. I think, there's a lot of different things that I'm interested in. And right now, just football is my main priority at the moment. So
do you have any unique or hidden talents that people may not know about you?
Wow. Hidden talents. I don't know. I like to think I'm somewhat musically inclined. I never been taught how to play an instrument, but I can play the guitar, piano, with some skill, I guess. I can't think of the word right now, but sorry, it's been a long day.
What's the biggest guilty pleasure song on your phone or iPod right now?
Oh, guilty pleasure. I'm a big fan of Michael Bolton, and that might rub people the wrong way, but
Time, Love, and Tenderness, that kind of thing. Like, or
that's probably my biggest guilty pleasure on my phone. But I like everything, so I mean, I can't discriminate on any kind type of music.
If you're having a dessert, are you gonna choose cookies or cake?
Oh, cookies. Yeah, depends on what kind of cake. Are we talking Dairy Queen cake, ice cream cake, or?
That's a tough one, because I would always pick Dairy Queen ice cream.
See, if it's Dairy Queen cake, then I don't even want to look at the cookies. But
that's fair.
So what's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve. Wow. Pet peeve. I'm pretty easy going, honestly. Like, there's not a whole lot that rubs me the wrong way. Just people don't like take the time to appreciate other people. Like Kenny Shaw, he's looking at me right now, man. just little things, like I don't know, like people don't turn the lights off or something like that, just like little silly things, or but I'll be the first person to leave the cupboards open. I do that all the time. Literally, it's a mental block for me.
See, and that one bugs me the most.
Yeah.
Close the door when you're done.
Yeah, no, there's so many times, and I live with 5 guys right now at Acadia, and you'll go down to the kitchen and you'll know I was in there because every single cupboard's open and none of them are closed.
Who's the best trash talker on the Argos?
Best trash talker. Right now, I don't know. It's there's a lot of guys that I don't want to say Lemon, because then you probably start thinking he's hot or something like that. So right now, I'm going to have to say Lemon, but I mean, don't take that with a grain of salt if he's listening to this right now.
Coke or Pepsi?
I'm a big Pepsi fan. Yeah. Big fan.
And final one for you, cats or dogs?
You know, I love dogs, but I like cats. I've never owned a cat, but like, we got a cat down at Acadia, and Ari, her name is, and she's a little sweetheart. So I got a soft spot in my heart for her, but I'm usually a dog person.
All right, Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.